U.S. airstrikes on Yemen have intensified, killing dozens of innocent civilians while failing to hit any top leaders of Ansarullah. These attacks occurred after Yemeni strikes on American warships, including a major hit on the aircraft carrier USS Harry Truman. The bombings are blind rather than strategic operations, as Washington struggles to recover from the shock of Ansarullah's growing capabilities. Since the start of Israel's genocidal war on Gaza, Ansarullah has continued to attack Israeli-linked ships in the Red Sea in solidarity with Palestinians. Despite multiple U.S. airstrikes on Yemen and killing innocent civilians in the country, Ansarullah remains firm in its military stance, insisting that operations in the Red Sea will continue as long as Israeli aggression on Gaza continues. In response to Ansarullah's attacks, the United States has started a massive air campaign against Yemen, which has led to the killing of innocent civilians. However, this move has not deterred Ansarullah. The movement has introduced advanced tactics, including drone and missile attacks, and has succeeded in forcing the routing of major shipping companies around the Cape of Good Hope, significantly impacting Israeli maritime trade. Yemeni forces, emphasizing the continuation of their campaign, say that their operations are legitimate responses to Israel's aggression in Gaza and to U.S. support for the aggression. Meanwhile, some speculate on a possible U.S. ground operation against Yemen, while any such attack will be met with a strong resistance and will result in failure, as seen in previous failed interventions by the Saudi-led coalition. Despite growing speculation about a U.S. ground operation in Yemen, analysts say Washington is not currently planning direct military intervention. Experts have stated that while the U.S. is monitoring developments, no decision has been made so far to launch a land operation. Ansarullah leaders emphasized that they will stop their military actions if Israel halts its genocidal war in Gaza. They say the blockade of Israeli ships is a defensive measure and not an act of aggression. They argue that if peace is to return to the Red Sea, the fastest path is to pressure Israel to end its war on Palestinians. Analysts warn that a ground war in Yemen would be costly and ineffective. Yemen's difficult terrain, Ansarullah's guerrilla warfare skills, and the possibility of broader national unity against foreign forces make any such operation highly risky for any aggressor like the United States. There are also concerns about human and economic losses and terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda taking advantage of the chaos. In conclusion, while the U.S. has escalated its air campaign on Yemen and killed innocent civilians to increase pressure on the country to stop targeting Israeli-linked ships and American naval forces, any decision to expand the war, especially initiating land operation, which requires American boots on the ground, can deepen instability in the region, and its consequences for the American troops are severe. Observers believe that the best route to peace is an effort to end Israel's genocidal war in Gaza, which could also bring calm to the Red Sea.